Ron Nielsen, what is World Internet Works and your position with the firm?
Well, Michael, World Internet Works at the time was a leading edge, multi-million dollar direct sales marketing firm. Our products were kind of like buying on Amazon, it was way ahead of its time. Services we sold were basically website development programs for anywhere from small to medium-sized businesses, and then also some independent contractors who, they earned profits on the purchase of others through their websites. For marketing purposes, we had partnered with a large seminar firm that had speakers basically all over the country, and we were presenting our concept at the time to over 3,000 attendees per week. So it was a big opportunity from a business perspective. But our sales, on that side of the marketing, were only about $25,000 a week, and we really couldn't figure out how to take it to the next level. I was the CEO and one of the majority, owners of the firm at the time, and obviously I was highly motivated to grow in the company.
Okay, Ron, what work did I do for your firm?
Well, Michael, if you remember, you were recommended to us by one of the top executives from the business seminar company we partnered with. He had had great success with you in a previous venture and said you were just the person we need to put into as our national sales manager. With your successful track record from building companies, obviously, I remember Tom Hopkins, Tony Robbins seminars, and Madoff, with a huge nationwide sales force of over 150,000 people, we basically needed to be a natural fit for our sales consulting that we were doing at that point.
Right.
Even though at the time you didn't have any experience on internet website development, it was a new product. We're talking mid-90s, early 90s at the time. We trusted you to make a big sales growth happen for us. And basically the work you did was to understand, what we do, how we do it, what our goals were. When you joined us with the internet products, we wanted you to turn around. The internet products were basically our third tier, product offering at the seminars.
Right.
So we were selling about $25,000 a week, and you took on the challenge, and we're glad that you did. So basically, you dove into the details of our business quickly and efficiently. You revamped the product offering to add more features and benefits. You improved the back office support. You gave our new associates and added both telemarketing inbound and outbound, which is something that we hadn't done at all.
Right.
Turned into a huge long term for us there and after. But you implemented direct mailing programs, to better create a better sales funnel, improved tracking for all our new associates we enrolled. You computerized this entire operation as it got big a lot faster than we expected.
Right.
Then you changed most of our marketing materials, handouts, PowerPoints, drip email, etc. To get our our branding and our messaging a lot more focused and compelling to get higher conversion rates.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reorganized both the inside outside sales staff, retraining all of our teams with a new focus and new mission and sales goals. Pretty much everyone knew exactly what was expected based on the new job description and took out some of the confusion we were having from an organizational standpoint.
Right.
I think because you understood how to inspire people to be the best in sales management, you redesigned our seminar speakers and on-site sales teams, compensation, contests, incentives, company culture, etc. Competition was created between the different traveling sales teams, and their own personal sales goals were quickly realized. The new company sales and marketing plans you developed all began to kick into place. Really 2 to 3 months in that, sales skyrocketed to over 300,000 a week, up to 25,000 before, and it was tremendous.
Sure.
Basically, obviously as owners, we could not believe, the explosion we'd experienced in sales. We'd been growing this for years, and, basically the second and third tier product offerings began to, perform and sometimes outperform the first and second tier. So, it was great profitability for us. And,
right.
We earned over $5 million in new gross sales from the work you did that year. Obviously, you earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in a few months, but, we were happy to pay it. And it was truly amazing what a win-win it was for everyone.
Ron, any closing comments?
Well, Michael, I think you have the ability to come to a company, understand the business cycles, products, services, what current people are doing in certain jobs, as well as those that, aren't doing so well. Then you create a business plan to turn it around. Then you implement that plan, you do it fast and efficiently. I think you can be trusted to get results. I mean, now it's, you know, I've known you for, what, 20, 25 years since you brought us that $5 million gross sales. You know, but I've watched you over the years bring other companies the same type of results that you brought to us, in some cases even more. And a lot has changed over those 20 years, but I feel like you have you personally continue to evolve as a consultant and experienced business person. I think you have an uncanny ability to recognize and capitalize on current changing trends. So someone's listening to this because they're thinking of bringing on the management team for some sales and marketing, you know, turnaround projects. I would highly recommend Michael Perod to that firm.
Ron, it's a pleasure working with you. Thank you again.
Hey, you too, Michael. Good talking.